Yeah, nice to get a home draw. I think we've been on the road a few times this year, and Cork and Dublin, so I think it was important that we get a home draw. Nice to get a bye through, but we have a home game now and a lot to play for. I think if we win this game, that's what's true to the FAI Cup proper, well, the second round where the big teams come in. So, you know, there's a lot to play for and there's a lot at stake.
There certainly is. What about the opposition? Do you know much about Casement Celtic coming the whole way from Cork? And what sort of challenge do you expect off them on Saturday evening, Donal?
I don't really know much about them, actually. I know that they play in, I think it's Division 1A or Division just under the Premier Division, which would be similar to the league that maybe Mochtas and Dublin would play it. So, you know, it'll be a good league, you know. A lot of good footballers in and around the Cork area, and they've got on a good run. I think they went all the way to the quarterfinals. They got beaten by Talca Rovers 8-2, where they beat Fermoy, they beat Eden Derry, and they beat Dublin University this year. So, you know, they'll be a tough. I mean, I'm not. You know, it's going to be a tough game. I mean, I'd say they'd be probably similar to ourselves in terms of ability and stuff. And they're not just coming up here to make up the numbers, you know what I mean? I think they're coming up with the fact that they've paid out a few pounds, and it's important that they get into the next round as well to try and get a home tie or maybe get one of the big teams to get some money. So, you know, it would be a hard match, and when it comes to this round, there's no easy teams.
They're making the long trip from Cork, obviously coming up on Saturday morning for the tie, Donal, and I suppose legs can be tired after a long journey and then a 5 o'clock kickoff down in Inishowen. I suppose a good start to this one's going to be key for you, maybe if you can hit them hard early on.
Yeah, I suppose what it is we need to, you know, start well and depend on what they're like, you know what I mean? We've got to get them asking, you know, get them thinking about ourselves and us asking questions of them and what they're like and stuff. And you know, the last thing you want is just getting into a bit of a scrappy match and then all of a sudden you get hit by a sucker punch or whatever. So I think it's important that we start well, but I think it's important that we, you know, that we believe that we can do this and go on and beat them. I mean, it shouldn't be an issue about confidence and belief. You know, we are where we are because, you know, we've done so well. And I think what it is that this is one game. It's a very important game. It's a break from the domestic football as well. There's no pressure as such on the boys. Just to, you know, go out and enjoy it. But at the end of the day, there is a lot at stake and whoever wants it most. So, yeah, I think it's important that we start early. But I think it's important that we don't give away either at the start. You know what I mean? So we're always chasing the game.
Is a replay in Cork something that you would very much like to avoid, Donal?
Oh, yes, for definite. I don't think anybody would want to go down next week and having to travel to Cork, which is, you know, time-consuming, people having to go overnight and then come back up on a Sunday and back into work on a Monday as well. So very much that, you know, I would be liking that we, in one way or the other, that we would try and get the tie sorted, do you know what I mean? And I don't think, you know, if it comes, I won't be playing out for a draw in the last 10 minutes. I'll be doing everything we can to try and get that result.
Yeah. How are you fixed on the personnel front heading into the game on Saturday evening? Is there many injuries or do you have a full complement available to you, Donal?
We've been struggling over the last week or so, or even probably the last 3 or 4 weeks, you know, as a squad. The squad has got lighter and lighter. Johnny Hablin has moved to Canada. Mark Moran's away working at the moment. He's not due back till May. Gavin Friel went to Finn Harps. And then we had Kieran McLaughlin, and who's the right back. He actually hurt himself in the game against Letterkenny, against Bonagy, and ended up being in plaster. And the right back, who has been his understudy for the last 2 years, Michael Noon, played in a reserve team game that day and also done ligaments in his foot. So it meant our two right backs are out. And I've got other injury worries as well going into the game, so people are just niggles and stuff like that. So it's going to be a big commitment, and I'm looking for everybody to come on board. I think at the start of the season, I had 22 or 23 players sign, and I think we're down to a bare 14 or 15 at the moment. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, so it makes trying to get a cup run together and winning a vital cup tie, that's more important, and I suppose that harder of a task to do as well, Donal.
Yeah, and then I suppose the other thing then, Oisin, is that if you know that, if you can go out, I mean, I've no doubt whatever team we'll pick on Saturday, the boys will go out, they'll give it their all and whatever, and you know, I'm going into this game, and even if I have to put people in certain positions, that I'm not, you know, underestimating their ability, I'm not worried or concerned. I know what they can bring. I know that if we play to what we can, that the other people around them who have been established there for years can help the young boys through. I've got the likes of Daniel Doherty coming through, who played his first full game last week after coming back from injury. He's been there thereabouts. I've got young Jack McDade, who's only 18 years of age. So I've a lot of young players coming through, so it's just a matter of just nursing them through and bringing them in and see what goes from there. But I know then if we get through this one, Oisín, is that we have the likes of other players then to come back as well, so that can help us.
Yeah, and if you get through this one as well, you do of course have the chance of meeting one of the big League of Ireland clubs as well, and you mentioned it at the start of the interview, Donal, that it was generating revenue and getting some money, and for an intermediate club playing up in Donegal and Inishowen is crucial as well if you can get through this tie.
Well, I think that, you know, especially with the Oscar Traynor team doing so well, that, you know, it's starting to be noticed that there is a lot of quality football played up and around Inishowen, and a lot of very, very talented young players. So, well, again, Coghill has been able to put themselves, you know, playing against the Cork team and going into an FEI, hopefully second round, where you're going to be playing against, hopefully get a draw and a decent draw and play at home. Not only does it, yes, it's great that the revenue, but what it is there's boys in this team who might never go on to play senior football, and it gives them the opportunity to play against senior teams. I think throughout the years now we've played Galway, we've played Finharris, we've played Meribee, we've played Drogheda, we've played Sligo. So maybe another League of Ireland team there that we could play as well. And it's nice to look back and say, well, these are teams that I played against and this is how we done and stuff like that. And I think to date, of all them League of Ireland clubs, Oisín, and I think we've played Galway twice, Sligo, Drogheda, and Meribee, and Finharris, and we've scored double figures. So that in itself is positive as well.
And in some of those games you would feel hard done by as well, but back in 2011, Coghill beat Galway United. Is there many of that team still left with the current squad there, Donal?
Yeah, you've got Liam O'Donnell, you've got Aidan O'Donnell, you've Paul McKinney, you've Jimmy Bradley, you've Kieran McLaughlin, who's injured at the moment, you've Malik McDermott, Jerry Gill, and Peter Doherty would have been in the squad, and he's an established first team player now as well. So, and Derek Doherty as well. So yeah, you've got most of them players that are still in and around, do you know what I mean? And I mean, these are the boys that have drove the team on, and, you know, credit to them. I think it's three senior titles now and two runners-up in the last 5 years, and hopefully going for another one this year. So, you know, it's people move on and players move on, and it's about adding players as well and bringing players into the squad. And this is what tomorrow brings. It gives other young boys and other people the opportunity to come in and stake a claim and be part of that. No, it's great.
Okay then, Donal, thanks for talking to us today, and the best of luck against Casement Celtic on Saturday evening, playing at home in the FA Senior Cup, and we all hope, of course, you make it through into round two and meet one of the big boys of the League of Ireland. Thanks, Donal.
Okay, thank you, Oisín. Bye.